From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Trinidad and Tobago, bank warfare continues between the Republic Bank and a major insurance firm. President Clinton continues the freeze on Helms-Burton, and we ask, is Caribbean scientific expertise getting a fair deal in Montserrat? I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The executive director of Trinidad and Tobago's largest commercial bank, the Republic, has defended his chairman's decision not to put a crucial shareholding bid to a vote. At Tuesday's annual general meeting, Chairman Frank Barsotti refused to vote on changing four directors on the board of the bank. Executive Director Lloyd Samaru told Caribbean Report the bank had sound legal advice from five lawyers, including a British QC, to take the action it did.
There are many leading cases all during the years which establish that as a firm principle of company law. As a matter of fact, it goes even beyond that. If the board of directors of a company was to entertain resolutions which are considered not to be in the interest of the company as a whole, the entire board of directors, individually and collectively, would be liable to whomsoever should bring such an action against the board.
Clico has now proposed an extraordinary general meeting, at which time it hopes to get four members onto the board.
As a company law requirement, we have a specific time frame within which to call this meeting. That is something that is unavoidable. Notice has been served upon us in a proper manner.